Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Bad joke though.
I like it.
Yeah, could be a good look rug. We haven't had a bad show yet.
It's a, you know, what's that called? It's like a, it's the sentiment of don't change anything. This is how it has to be. Yeah. What would you call that? Superstition maybe?
Maybe.
But the first show we ever did in Liberty Hall, that was covering worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it could have been covering worse somewhere else. But in Vicar Street, it just gets fucked there.
We're going to put it on the Borgosh stage to cover the trapdoors.
Oh my God, are we at the release in that now?
Has to be released. This is the bonus episode this week.
But they're on the board, gosh, yeah. So I'm on the stage in Vicar Street. Yeah,
I'm sitting on the stage. I'm sitting on the floor on the stage in Vicar Street. If you're listening to this.
I mean, Roy, see if it is one down from him.
If you're listening to this, we're down the board, gosh, July 11th. Tickets on sale. Ticketmaster.
Right, that's a good show, right? Then on that. What's the crack, boys? Have we got listener questions and all now?
Yeah.
Well, back to the point, though. I was trying to say that the tickets go on sale Friday the 2nd of May.
Did you get your coffee yet, did you?
No. Tickets go on sale Friday the 2nd of May. TBX subscribers, you will get a pre-sale link Wednesday the 30th of May. 30th of April. 30th of April. So, get on. And if this is a bonus listener who doesn't subscribe to TBX, it's not too late to sign up. You'll get the email in the morning. Be quick.
GoLoudNow.com/TheGaff. Is that right, Darren? Happy with that?
Well, there we go.
There you go.
Now.
Oh, what's the crack, bro?
Oh, you're very calm.
You get nervous for the show.
You're very calm, yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
Do you get nervous for them?
Yeah, but I have to hide it from you, don't I?
Yeah, you really do, bro.
My
yeah.
job.
If you start acting nervous around me.
If we were both nervous.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that.
Oh, my God. Yep. Did you hear that? Yep. I'm getting stick because someone said, do you want the coffee? I said, yeah. Owen Brennan has his own rider. He says, your star bars are upstairs.
I did.
You're not even on the stage and you have a rider. Oh, he didn't ask for a coffee.
I can see for just now at this stage. It's the one.
Owen Brennan has
the one superstition we have.
The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates, or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session and don't forget to follow them on Instagram at the Hotbox Sauna for some serious sauna inspiration.
That's it. I think it's time to swear it out at the Hotbox Sauna.
Can we talk about somebody mixing the Haribos that time or what are we doing? Remember someone mixed the Haribos at the four show in Liberty Hall?
He asked us, just want that in the shop. I said, yeah, get a load of jellies because jellies are handy, load of energy, easy to eat. Somebody came back and mixed the plain Haribo with the fizzy ones.
Oh, shit.
No, do you know what made it worse? They doubled down. We're like, they don't come like that. And someone goes, oh, no, they do.
See, we were refusing to walk on stage.
No.
It was killing.
They did say it was no big deal, but they also said that they came like that. So they lied about it.
Don't double down on it. Just say I mixed them. Anyways, yeah, so we're here in Vicar Street. We're on stage in a couple of hours, but we said we'd record a bonus episode.
Yep. Well,
I can't believe you were at the telling me you get nervous under the Slave Ains Act, though. I don't like that about
you. Can tell me, you can tell me. Do you get nervous?
No,
I don't think he does. No, I don't think you've ever revealed that you're
nervous. He's never showed me that you were nervous once.
Terry.
You never let
the
mask
The only thing that tells me that you're nervous, right, is that you do be nice to us an hour before. An hour out from the shows, he'd just be like, look, lads, is that great? Go and smash it. Anything else in life.
And you think that's my nervous response?
You give us no credit.
Yeah.
So your nervous response is to look after us.
You see, when I give you those compliments before you go out on stage, they mean a lot more. If I was handing them out for free every week, you'd go, he's always saying that.
No,
he doesn't mean that.
Oh, and I'm looking for the compliment again at 7 o'clock.
I hold them back.
Yeah, no, we do, please.
Do you have any live show rituals?
Starbar.
That's it.
I got a Starbar for the first time ever, I think. The day we played Liberty Hall.
Really?
Was the show went great, so I said Seifer. That's the one thing we have to have.
I know you asked for them star bars that day, believe it or not.
They're just like Lion Bars.
Love the
Remember
star
the Lion Bar? They're a bit like that.
Nah.
And a Morrow.
Yeah.
Had a baby.
They're more peanutty.
Yeah, yeah. Now that I think about it, yeah, right. I don't know why
you've never had them
that.
Before, yeah. So I just felt like that was a good.
So star bars are a little alone.
I guess so, yeah.
Have you ever got one?
I listen to the same two songs on the way all the time.
I actually like that. That's a decent one. It's not over. It's not dramatic, like.
I listen to Inspector Norse by Todd Tidger. I don't know how to pronounce the second name. And We Don't Care by Kanye West. Did it since the very first show. And I always do that now.
I noticed that blading rug on the floor. And I'm happy it's there. Although we slay it. That's my little joke.
You notice. Uh-huh. You notice the rug. That's your...
I look it's a bit hard to fucking miss it.
Yeah. I look down for it. That's when I said it.
Can we get the
put that on the board, gosh.
Can we get the logo put up on the screen?
Yeah, we'll be there, see.
Siobhan should have it, yeah.
Siobhan, can we put the logo on the screen? All right. She just said no.
She just went no.
Yeah, live shows live show Siobhan is a different animal, by the way.
Like she becomes so much less caring. Owen starts looking after Siobhan goes, fuck the two of us.
Poor averages out. The averages out then. Siobhan's a tough parent. Yeah. I want to yam around the shoulder.
Yeah, come on.
One live show day only.
Yeah.
Anyways,
can we get the logo on screen? No sound.
Really?
Do we have a list of questions?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you give us a second there.
Yeah, boys, it's good to be back here, isn't it?
Honestly, I'm sitting
on the stage now. I'm usually rattled before a live show, but I have some sort of feeling in my body that's like, I feel good after coming back.
This is the 10th live show.
Yeah, but every single show, I'm up the walls.
Yeah, but do you not feel comfortable now?
No, I don't know whether it's that or whether it's, because even the last show that we did, I was rattled. But when I feel like after coming back here, even the smell of Vicar Street.
When's the last time we were in Vicar Street?
2.5 years ago.
November 2022.
And when was the last live show?
February 10th, 2024.
I've done 2 solid shows here since we even did 1 show.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
We did like 4 or 5 shows in the stadium.
Yeah.
In that main time. And now we're back here. Like, so I don't know. It feels mad safe or something, man. Do you get me? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Feels like home.
Yeah.
This is the home ground.
How many? We only played a couple of gigs here. Played.
4. Just the 5th.
Was it?
Yeah, just the 5th. Yeah.
The 5th show, yeah.
We done June, August.
Oh, Calvin, you're
here in November.
Off your order is here.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Who are these for?
Legend.
See him. He's give him a promotion. Part time only. You're not getting paid enough then if this is part-time.
What are you working at the moment?
Do you, yeah.
You work for Disney? Have you any bleeding ends for us? Any good guess?
What would you do with...
Who's on Disney, bro?
Imagine you with Disney.
Bro, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, if he thinks...
Oh, yeah. Really, yeah.
Imagine him going around the Disney set. That's woke. That's woke. That's woke. Woke.
No, Darren, what did you say?
Oh, look at this.
Held him in his chair when I said I was nervous.
Where's that camera?
I'm going to do the show. Yeah. I'm afraid to go on stage where people love me.
Here I am. That's me on the camera. Thanks, Siobhan. Come here, Owen.
Yes, Calvin.
Have you any listener questions?
Yeah. Scott wants to know.
We're doing a bonus. Do you want to join us, Darren?
Yeah, Owen. Don't mind him. What does Scott
say? 1, 2, 1, 2.
Scott wants to know, what phrase, saying, or catchphrase would you trademark?
Oh.
I think Darren was talking now. Will you say that again?
What phrase, saying, or catchphrase would you trademark?
Get up out of that is a good one, isn't it?
Get your hands on me is a good one as well.
Yeah. Get out of that garden. Yup, bro.
Under the Slave Ains Act. Although I robbed
Walk
that.
Walk smart, one. Not hard.
Oh!
Are you sure?
Lord and I'm
Lord and Carter's at doing a backflip off the stage. Lord and Carter's after doing a Jeff Hardy off the stage in Vicar Street. And do you know the thing about it is, Lord, now I know you're going to share this on your story and be like, I'm okay.
Well, you're all right, Lord, yeah?
I'm grand, thank you.
Okay, we can get back to the bonus. Lord nearly died, but we'll get back to the bonus episode.
This all has to be left in.
Yeah.
All has to be left in. This is what goes on behind the scenes.
I'm going with get your hands on me.
What about, are you listening to me?
Are you listening to me? There you go. Okay. Done.
Are you listening? Are you listening? You're
listening, bro.
Just start talking.
Is he hooked up to a mic?
I don't think so.
Yeah, some boys in his hand.
Just gave him that, like, give him a kid.
It's like a dick.
No, oh. Do you know what it's like? Do you ever play the PlayStation? Your brother's like, can I have a shot? And you just give him a controller that doesn't work.
Dave, am I on now? I actually am. Oh, that's great.
Was he on the whole time, Dave? He was? Ah, that's so much less funny on now.
Just call him a fool.
He knows. Go on.
Are you listening to me, bro? Are you listening? What if people don't like me? What if they don't cheer?
Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, the man himself.
It's not McGinty, is it? I can't do a big McGinty in here, can I?
So well, I'm getting mad nervous now. And you know what it was McGinty. As well? A few people pumped me today and you're like, how you say? Grand. Be grand. Now I'm like, now I know why they were asking me.
Why?
What are you talking about?
Because you should be. You know what I mean?
Should be nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm actually getting better as time is going for some reason.
I'm declining.
This McGinty. Isn't good.
McGinty.
McGinty wants to know, what is an Irish slang word you would like to erase and never hear again?
What sort of slang? Give me an example, Amble.
Vexed.
Give us a slang word. You
I don't know, bro.
Vexed. Yeah, what's something that you hear people saying, but like, don't say that again?
I just don't like when we say the English stuff.
Chats is a bad
waps
word.
Raps and all that blade stuff.
Say raps.
Just remember.
No, what did he say? Raps?
You can't say that.
That's definitely what? Can't say it, but we're definitely not going to leave it.
Like, I think we should. It's a live show. Bonus episodes. I don't think there's anything that can be cut out of this. Go for it.
Learn doing the people's elbow off the top rope.
That's definitely staying. That could be my favourite moment ever on a live show.
Yeah.
Just saying now, Learn.
Yeah.
Falling's great.
No, it's not. It's your biggest fail. No, what you're
no,
on about?
No, not for me. I love watching people fall. I didn't get to see it. I just
I'm human. If there was one moment in human history I wish I could go back and watch,
it's me sitting
in this exact spot, but my neck turned 90 degrees. I'm watching him fall.
What's the lad's name again? Sorry, I'm about to forget his name. Josh, where's he? Josh, you're a legend. He just turned around and goes, are you okay? Like a question.
Josh went in by the cover and done the pin.
Oh, my God. Are you okay? She's really broke up.
She's looking for a claim.
Stop.
Right. You know what's going to be so much better? Lord, when you leave, everyone else is going to laugh. At least you expect me and Terrence to laugh. What you
waiting for? Right, listen up. If you're doing your leaving cert, or you're thinking about going back to education, but the whole points race feels like it's standing between you and your potential, there's another way to access a fully recognised bachelor's degree, and applications are open all summer.
It's called a tertiary bachelor's degree. You don't need points, you won't pay fees for the first couple of years, and you can start your studies close to home.
Developed through the National Tertiary Office, there's over 40 degree courses to choose from across the country, from business, social and health sciences, to sport, engineering, design and more.
You start at a local ETP and then you move on to a partnering higher education college, graduating with the very same bachelor's degree as your fellow classmates. You also have access to all the facilities in both institutions from day one.
We're down in TU Dublin for the launch of some new courses next week, so check out the episode when it goes live or visit nto.ie to find out more.
Stephen wants to know, what are some superstitions you had growing up that you still have now?
I used to love magpies. I don't walk across.
The shower, probably.
What?
The chewing gum in the shower. It's not a superstition, now, is it?
I don't walk across four showers.
That's not an.
Whatever them yokes are called. Just. No, showers. Showers. Them yokes on the ground.
I don't know what that is.
Four showers?
Yeah, I don't walk across them. I don't do that. Don't mind walking on that ladder. That's. Yeah, fuck that. That's a load of bollocks. Sometimes. And do you know what else I don't get? Do you know when a board choice
at you? Walk under a ladder.
I would walk under. Put a ladder up now and I walk under it. Live show day, I don't give a bollocks.
You relax now. Don't be getting all.
Don't be tempting fate.
Oh, you're definitely not superstitious. You're a man of science.
Oh no, he is.
Me? I don't know why.
It's weird, isn't it?
I'd be on the same page. You know, I salute magpies, and then I'm like, manifesting's not real. I'm nodding and saluting magpies going past. I see one. I look for the other one, and all. I was like, no, one for sorrow. Fuck that. I'm looking around for the second one then. But yeah. You know when a board shoots on you, and people are like, oh, that's lucky. No, it's not.
A lot though, these
no, that makes no sense.
Yeah, don't like that.
The fuck you're on about? Like, it's the most unluckiest thing to happen to you in a day.
Happened my wife yesterday. She bought scratch cards, won nothing.
Here you go.
That's just chiming in with a little fact.
Yeah.
Didn't say he got shit on, too.
Someone shit on him?
Literally just before he won it. Fuck off, much did he win?
Is that true, Seba?
Enough. Enough.
If you just couldn't pick that up, Seba just said that a fella won the cash machine the other day and he said a half an hour before a board shit on him.
Just repeat that.
Well, maybe it was a half. It was that day, anyway.
Already, it's not factual. Like, a board shit on him, he won the cash machine. I'd count it, like.
Yeah. Lord, now you feel when you fell?
You are.
Are you? Ah, good fall, that's funny.
Sorry,
I don't mind the nail fall myself. Now, I'd hate the fall if there was a fall.
Yes, you do.
There.
You fell over a path and you haven't stopped talking about it for
yeah,
4 years.
Yeah, in the middle of a fight.
That was about 4 years ago.
20 people.
Yeah, but that path has
haunted
been
me still.
Yeah, 4 years.
Imagine you fell off the stage in Vicar Street. No, more iconic than the path on Manor Street.
No, it'd be worse. That's my point. But I'm saying she just fell in front of all of us. That's hilarious.
Like, I think that's worse. Fell. Better to fall on front of like the audience because they'd be like, ah, 30. Ah, no, is he okay?
Trying to play.
We're all like, Lord, and get up, you dope. Is your laces open? You're 31 years of age. Toy then.
You want to be careful. If you enjoy someone else falling too much, that means you're about to fall.
Lord, and shut up with
that's
stuff a, like this, will you?
That's a well-known thing.
Never heard that before.
It's very true.
Can I have the anonymous question, please, Alan?
It's very true.
You leave him alone.
Isn't it a thing? Once nobody dies.
Right, last one for you. From McGinty.
Come on, McGinty.
McGinty.
If you just woke up out of a 25-year coma, what do you think would surprise you the most? And what do you think you'd find the strangest thing that people do today?
The boy chocolate is very strange,
like,
isn't it?
If you just woke up today.
Just today.
What's the strangest thing people do? Phones, no?
The boy chocolate is a bit weird though, isn't it?
But yeah, I think FaceTime's probably a bit weirder. Like going back to what?
Well, I think it's weird that people are paying over 20 quid for a bar of chocolate. That's very strange.
Yeah, but Calvin, there's a lot stranger. Believe it or not, bro, right?
Name three.
A bit of chocolate for a whole diet is nowhere near.
Name three.
As you selling out a live show and you don't tell jokes and you don't sing and you don't play an instrument.
You don't understand how much I'm having imposter syndrome all day today. And now you're just...
Sorry.
You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. That's what I said. Because I was in the car.
Remember I said earlier, someone was like to you, oh, what's the story? You're nervous? I'm like, no, why would I be? And I'm like, I should be fucking nervous. We shouldn't be on the stage, John. We shouldn't be. No, let's call a spade here, lads. It's like a spectrum. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, why would I be nervous? It's a live show. It's grand. But then I'm like, on the other end of it, I'm like, you should be nervous because you shouldn't be up there in the fucking first place.
Alvin, everyone gets nervous before they do a live show.
But not everyone is doing live shows. We shouldn't be doing them.
Beyonce probably gets nervous before she goes out.
I highly doubt it.
Doesn't.
I highly doubt it.
How do you know?
I heard a fact about Beyonce.
Since the late 90s or something.
Do you want to hear a fact about Beyonce? Will you put your hand? Darden Cleary is like the head of Go Loud. He is literally, he's the highest in the organisation. And he's had to put his hand up to ask a question.
Go on, Darden.
Darden.
Have you ever heard of Confucius?
No.
Has anyone ever heard of Confucius?
No.
Go on.
Do you know who he is?
That's... Give us a second.
There's a cherry picker. Why is that a cherry picker in Vicar Street?
It's just a forklift coming through Vicar Street.
Oh, I want a shot of it though.
Have you ever heard of Confucius?
No.
Owen.
Chinese philosopher, was he?
Chinese philosopher. So Confucius said, are you ready?
You'd be late in a general knowledge quiz.
I'm very good at a general knowledge quiz.
I'd never bother.
Oh, yeah.
Mocking another's misfortune invites misfortune to your door.
Oh.
Why? I don't understand what you're getting out of that. Oh, like,
you're actually rattling now.
Oh yeah, I'm not thinking about free. He slapped his knee and all. He moved to Wexford 6 months ago. He's slapping the knee and all. When he
you're just making people. Our job yeah. harder for later on when we're trying to get.
I heard a rumor. You can drive now.
That's not true.
Yeah? Actually, I forgot about.
I can't let Terrence get there before me.
Yeah, but you're 39 or something.
Okay, that's it. We have to do our run through now. This is our rehearsal.
Right, so that's the end of this episode. Send all your questions to talkingmorebollocks@goloudnow.com. There's a lot going on here. There's literally about 7 or 8 people sitting on the stage. There's lights getting checked. There's a forklift or a cherry pickup going on behind us. There's cameras getting set up. Siobhan is giving me the daggers from the producer boot. We're going to play you a few clips from other bonus episodes. And yeah, we're off to make sure that we can put together a good show tonight. As I said off the top, we're doing the Borgosh, July the 11th. It's a Friday night. Our biggest ever show to date. We were in having a look at it last week. Beautiful venue. Really looking forward to it. Get you the tickets. Friday, 2nd of May. Ticketmaster, TBX. Check his emails Wednesday, the 30th of April. And that's it. See us after.
Boom.
McGinty.
McGinty.
It's been a long time.
He says, would you rather uncontrollably break into song every third sentence or lose your voice forever?
You're taking the song.
You have to take it's stupid though. It's a stupid bleeding yoke because you can't win. Do you get me? I mean, obviously I'm going to take the break into song, but like that's my worst fear. But
what kind, so what way does it work? Do you just like, while you're talking, you break into a random song, you sing the sentence you were going to say, or you have to pull lyrics from another song that fits what you're trying to say. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I've just noticed you're not wearing tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah, I know. I'm going out for dinner after this.
I don't know what to do with this. I can't.
I don't feel well.
That's...
This could be the first time one of us ever wore.
Outside an awards ceremony, I have never seen this man not wearing tracksuit bottoms or shorts.
Same.
Look, what do you want me to do?
Just...
I'm going on a date after this.
Yeah.
I said, Dave, switch our own board. No.
No.
I'm just going to say it is anyways, for the content.
Yeah, because it's healthy and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say. Key to a long last of marriage. One day a month or something, is it?
Okay.
What was the question? McGinty. Yeah.
Song or lose your voice forever?
I'd hate the song.
Song? We do a blame podcast.
I'd like if you had that's to pull true. The lyrics from another song to fit what you're trying to say.
But is anyone going to listen to your podcast if you're breaking into song every third sound?
Because they'd be like, what song is that from? Why when I ask someone, where are you from?
Yeah, probably not as well. It's probably a Lewis, isn't it? Yeah. The podcast is gone anyways.
Yeah.
We're starting with that. But the option of even having a podcast is there.
What have you learned sign language and it's all visual then?
Little. Wish I could do sign language as well.
Yeah.
My little brother Eddie can do sign language and he refuses to do it at home.
Just want to talk to
the teacher sending videos in school, he's late, lad.
Yeah.
Goes home, my mother just be doing the words to him and all. He's just looking at us and say, who are you talking to?
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you shouting at?
Yeah, he's a legend.
Oh yeah, it's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen in my life. I'm just fascinated when people can communicate other than in English. Yeah. No matter what it is.
Yeah, it's mental, innit?
Whether it be sign language or fucking French, I'm like, how are you doing that?
Mm.
Do you ever hear Ronan O'Gara speaking French?
Yeah.
One of the most impressive things I've ever seen. He'd just be coursing in French and he has a Cork accent.
Yeah, but do you ever see fucking Joey Barton goes to play for Marseille and puts on the French accent?
That's different.
You're signed in July.
Yeah.
It's August the 3rd.
Yeah.
And you're putting on a French accent.
But he's speaking English with a French accent. Ronan O'Gara is speaking French.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
a Cork
yeah.
accent and coursing.
Well, it's this.
Just fucking swee.
Imagine me coming in there and doing that.
Really? Did you ever see Darren Till speaking Portuguese? With a
yeah,
Scouts accent?
Little, isn't it?
Little. Stuff like that I wish I could do.
But then another footballer did that in France. Who was the other one?
Joe Cole, no. Joe Cole went to France and he couldn't speak. He just put the accent on.
It was Joey Martin at someone else. Can't remember who it was. Went off that putting the accent on in August.
Yeah.
Why are you doing like that? That's ridiculous.
And learn the language as well.
Look, I understand if you're trying to like let them hear you better. What's that called? What would you say for that?
Adapting, like?
Yeah, like if you're adapting like that, but it's like...
But learn the fucking language.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they know they're going there for a year or two and they're going again. Do you get me? They're not doing a long stint there.
One other question?
Yeah, please.
Right. From Tina.
Yeah.
In Tipperary.
She doesn't say.
Ah, that's a sign.
Tina wants to know, would you rather know everything and be the smartest person in the world? But nobody ever believes anything you say, or be a complete fool who knows nothing, but is seen as being a man worth listening to.
That I feel like I'm the first one in my family group chat. They'd send in something mad, I break it down, and they'd be like, "You're a fucking idiot," and I'm like, "Sound."
But maybe what you're saying is wrong.
Yeah, because you can.
I'll show you the receipts of my family group chat. I bet you agree with me.
Happy to look.
I want that private and confidential GDPR on the O'Brien group chat.
Obviously the smart one. See who gives a fuck, who believes you.
Yeah, there's a chance though that you'll be proved right eventually. Like if you say, if someone asks you like why is blah 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 and you break it down and they're like, oh, I don't believe him. Eventually they'll find the evidence themselves or something will happen and you'll be proven right, no? You have to say the smart one.
What's be quite stressful or just unfulfilling.
Oh, it's definitely frustrating, yeah. But then I feel like the other one is like fucking Joey Barton.
Yeah,
that's but a good
you'd
point.
Live in ignorance, blissful ignorance.
But everyone's going to listen to you. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. What? Anyone who I talked about, Joey Martin, that first words are he's a tick.
But that's they listen all to him. You see him everywhere.
I think it's like, clips, innit?
Yeah.
I don't think like, anybody's...
You know his opinion on a lot of topics, is what I mean.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what you're getting. I picked the smart one. Fuck it, like you will be proven, right?
I'll pick the smart one for the benefits of... If you're not concerned about people's opinions, you can go on to do great things though, by yourself.
Tells you at the ground end of this episode, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Philosophical. It's like that. Spell it. If you spell philosophical, send you €24.
Really?
Go.
Philosophical.
You're smarter than you think. Then.
Amy.
Hang on for a second.
No, he didn't shake.
No, he didn't shake. Oh,
I was expecting the hand to go. Yeah, you look like a proper. You sell drugs, did you?
Spell that again there. Can we get a check on that? We don't even know if he was right.
He was.
Go again.
He was right.
It's not. This is not a particularly difficult word to spell.
Go for it.
Am I getting paid this time?
Give me a shake.
I don't spell things twice today unless I'm getting paid.
I just want to check.
He said P-H-I-L-O.
Yeah.
S-O-P-H-Y-C-A-L.
I-C-A-L.
I-C-A-L.
So did he spell it wrong?
Is it Y or I?
What do you think of it?
He said Y. I went Y, but I think he's right because he was confident.
Oh, it's all, yeah.
Yeah, he was. He said it with too much chest. I say things with chest and get it wrong all the time. Yeah. He never says that with chest and it's wrong.
I'm absolutely atrocious at spelling. Thank God your phone corrects it for you. Do you ever try and spell a word and your phone's like, what are you on about, you dope? And you Google it then, and you're saying it into Google, and you're hoping something comes back, and then you put it back into your phone, and you're like, that's what I meant.
Do you ever try and type and does it's raining?
Yeah, and your phone starts saying, match you?
Oh, going on liking people's posts from 2014 and all.
Why did this fella? Why did him?
On Instagram.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
On Instagram, you were on Facebook.
Yeah.
Things starts glitching, bum, bum, bum. Oh, she's done. One, two.